A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put Jesus to death, yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Has this ever happened to you? There are some delicious leftovers from last night's dinner in the fridge. You think they would be great for lunch. You are even salivating as you head to the refrigerator, anticipating a delicious lunch. But when you look, the leftovers are gone. Someone beat you to them, and you are greatly disappointed. "Rats," you murmur, or maybe even something stronger. I can imagine Jesus feeling something similar as he approaches the fig tree. He's hungry. He has triumphantly entered Jerusalem. He's probably tired and hungry from the day before, but on an emotional high. Spotting the fig tree, he might be anticipating a snack or breakfast. The gospel says it's not the time for figs. But in actuality, figs do produce fruit twice. The breba crop, producing smaller and less tasty fruit, develops in the spring. Perhaps Jesus was expecting that and responded, muttering a curse of disappointment. It's hard for me to imagine Jesus cursing a tree that was just being a tree. But when you look at the story from a symbolic viewpoint, one can see the meaning intended by John. The story of the fig tree envelops the cleansing of the temple. The vendors have set up their wares in the first courtyard, the court of the Gentiles, effectively eliminating their ability to worship at the temple. The religious leaders seem to condone what infuriates Jesus, who teaches that the temple should be a house of prayer for all people. The temple is a place where people are fed, where they receive the law and the prophet, and yet some are not welcome. So Jesus isn't fed by the fig tree. The people aren't fed by the temple. What happens when people come to be fed, to us to be fed? Will we be empty, like the fig, or stuffed with distractions that keeps others away? Will we be cursed or blessed? Have faith in God, Jesus tells the disciples and us, if we ask for the ability to to be fed by the Word of God and to be able to feed others, we will receive it. Today, take a moment to consider your ability to provide the Word to someone in need and to feed them for something they search for.